hello, my new Bethlehem family, to Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Tracy Williams. Today I will share with you the fruit of the Spirit, love. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tells us about the fruit of the Spirit, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such things there is no law." These fruits are all characteristics of God and are important as we grow on our Christian journey. These fruits should be evident in our daily walk. So let's talk about how to walk in L-O-V-E. When I think of the word love, a certain symbol comes to mind, and that is the heart. This heart represents a love with limits. The heart represents a romantic or friendly love of conditions and temporary feelings of gratification and validation. This is not true love. This love will fade and is not everlasting. True love comes from God. We learn to love our spouses and our parents, our children and friends through the power of God's love. 1 John 4:16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." God loves us so much that he poured out his love for us by sending us his only son to save our souls. There is no greater act of love than what transpired on the cross. This cross represents God's love, a perfect love, an unfailing love, an unconditional love. This love is not based on your merit, but on the perfect merit of Jesus Christ. God gave us his son. For 33 years, Jesus walked this earth. He was not shielded from hardship. He was lied on, doubted, talked about, wrongfully accused. Yet he willingly suffered unimaginable pain, humiliation, and agony on the cross. Jesus willingly absorbed the wrath of God on our behalf. He did that for us so that we will never have to suffer alone. God is love. A love like this exceeds far beyond my understanding, but it is God's love that teaches me how to love my enemies. It is God's love that teaches me how to love my neighbor. It is God's love that teaches me how to love myself. When you are walking in love, you are being led not by your spirit, but the Spirit of God. Pursuing the Spirit of love comes with challenges. Struggling with our spirit and how we want to behave, it is human nature that causes us to react by our emotions. And sometimes, the way we react is not the best example of love. We want to hurt when we've been hurt. We want to be the judge and punish when we feel an injustice has been done to us. We want to have the last word or get the best of someone. But when we choose to walk in love, the Word of God changes how we react to those situations. When the Spirit of God connects with you, it will cause you to seek His Word, and through His Word, we are cleansed of the feelings of dissension and discord, malice and envy. As we connect with the Spirit of love, we grow spiritually. God's love is patient. It is kind. It is not envious or boastful. It is not proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. God's love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love." And it is God's love that intentionally makes me want to draw closer to Him each and every day. I am walking daily in love, and as I am cultivating the spirit fruit of love, I am reminded of the cross. The cross represents the greatest love of all, the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.